Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this February 20th, 2025. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here at 4:30 today. We're going to talk to our friend Kayla Rumbalski. She is with UW Extension. Looking forward to that. Been looking forward to this all week. Our great friend Jillian Alekna is in with us, marketing and events coordinator with our good friends at Visit Rome. We want to send a shout out to Nakusa Port Edward State Bank, sponsor in this segment. Jillian, how you been?
Good. Busy, definitely.
Yeah.
I can't believe we're approaching the end of February.
Crazy. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Time is a flat circle. It just does.
It's crazy.
I gotta let the audience know, Jillian is awesome. Our friends at Visit Rome, for the whole time we've worked with you guys. It's interesting. Today's Cameron's birthday, and we've worked with Cameron a bunch and stuff. And great people, great friends, great relationship we have. You guys send us notes ahead of time, and we really appreciate that. Gives me a chance to prep for this interview. This list today is one of the bigger lists we've had. Mm-hmm. You ain't kidding. You are busy over there in Rome.
Yeah, we are.
Let's not waste any time. Let's dive right in. Wednesdays in winter, Bargo at Lake Sherwood Lodge.
Yeah, so I've mentioned this a couple times when I've been on the air with James. It's kind of like a mix of bingo and card games. Reach out to Lake Sherwood Lodge at 715-325-2636 if you want to sign up, or even if you're just curious, like, what is Bargo? Is it bingo? Like, what is going on here?
There's been a rise of card games. The owner of our company the other day asked us, like, has anybody played euchre? Does anybody know euchre? Like, I've heard about other things too. And the combination of this is a real fun thing, especially this time of year. It's a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, February 22nd, wine tasting at Lake Sherwood Lodge. Another thing great this time of year.
Yeah, that'll be running from 2 to 5 p.m. And you can help the crew at Lake Sherwood Lodge pick out their new by-the-glass wines for the upcoming season. It is 6 wines for $20 a person. And no, it is not a full bottle, unfortunately. You get a taste.
Well, I will say right away, I don't know these wines, but I do know a bit about Lake Sherwood, and I know how great that place is. These are probably not your average wines. These are going to be something that are quite a selection.
Yeah.
And I got to think it's going to be pretty cool, especially you Lake Sherwood regulars, you know, a couple months from now, a year from now, what have you, and you're sitting there having one of these wines, and you're like, you know, I helped pick this up.
Yeah.
It's a nice bragging point. It's a nice fun note.
Yeah, exactly.
That is going to be a great one. If people want to sign up for this one, how can they do that, Julie?
They can call the bar, Lake Sherwood Lodge, at 715-325-2636, or just stop in at the bar.
And more going on Saturday as well. You could even get both these events in.
Yeah. We have trivia at Lake Arrowhead from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. Team registration begins 30 minutes before the start of the event. So starting at 3, you can register. It is $20 per team, and teams consist of 2 to 8 players. It'll be 6 rounds with 10 questions each, and there will be no cell phone usage or electronic devices. So don't pull up Alexa, Siri, Cortana, whatever AI you use, don't use it here.
You know, I haven't really done trivia in a decade or two.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if I've done it since like the rise of having all this information on our phones, or supercomputers that we have for phones now and everything. I would be tempted to look just because I love hearing the answers. And if but you get the answers from the trivia. So
yeah.
You get this. So you wouldn't even have to cheat. You'll get the answer eventually. And,
yeah.
And so much fun to do this. Again, this time of year, this is a great one to get you out of the house.
It is. And excuse me. If you can't make it to the Saturday, February 22nd trivia, just wanted to put the plug in there that Hoozles at the Lakes does have their trivia nights every Wednesday.
That's a good note. That's a good note. We love our friends over at Hoozles. We're sticking with Saturday, February 22nd. More karaoke coming up.
Yeah. So we're going back to Lake Sherwood Lodge from 7 to 11 p.m. You can enjoy karaoke with Two Bros.
Yeah. They do a great job. That's going to be a lot of fun. Start practicing, getting your vocal cords ready for that one, everybody.
Yes.
And you're staying at Lake Sherwood because the very next day they got another great event going on.
Yeah. 1 to 3 p.m. on Sunday, February 23rd, they have their meat raffle. Tickets go on sale starting at 12:30 p.m. And all of the meat comes from Rome Country Meats and Deli, which is right in Rome. If you've never been there, even if you're like, oh, I don't really like meat, they have pasta salads, they have baked goods, they have ice cream, pizza. They have you covered.
Yeah, yeah. Do you eat food?
Yes.
They got you covered.
Yes.
They really do a great job over there. Really good people, too. A shout out to our friends over there. Friday, February 28th through Sunday, March 2nd, a really important and fun invitational coming up at Sand Valley.
Yeah, so if any of the listeners have ever seen The Bear, the TV series, he does mention James Beard before. This is kind of like bringing that to the central Wisconsin area.
Yeah.
Sand Valley will be having the Friends of James Beard Chef Invitational starting at 11 a.m. Friday, February 28th. Through 11 a.m. Sunday, March 2nd. It's a fun way to have a little unexpected fun while the Midwestern winter melts away, or freezes, I guess, because I look out the window.
Yeah, yeah.
We're bringing together some of the best chefs in the Midwest for a weekend-long food affair that you simply cannot experience anywhere else. While you embark on a culinary journey, participate in a little friendly competition along the way. For more information or to see what chefs will be at this event, visit sandvalleypursuits.com/events, or you can click on our events calendar at visitromewi.com, and it should pop up.
We'll give that information again before we wrap up, too. And for those that are not familiar with the James Beard Award, to my sports fans out there, that's the equivalent of winning a Heisman Trophy.
Yes.
To a Grammy, an Emmy, an Oscar, whatever you want to think of. It's in that same realm. And I've actually known some people that were nominated for this award and how much it means to them just to be nominated.
Yeah.
And we've had some Wisconsin ties to this, too. We've had some Wisconsinites that have been nominated for this award over the years. That's really cool to bring that right here to Central Wisconsin. That's awesome. Tuesday, March 4th, had the second annual Fat Tuesday Chocolate Celebration. Mardi Gras, March 2nd, I think it starts this year. It's right around the corner.
Yep. Yeah, March 4th.
March 4th, there it is.
No, that's okay. Lasting from 6 to 7:30 p.m., it's hosted by the Leicester Public Library of Rome and their friends group. It is 100% free. Enjoy some games, snowshoeing. Knock on wood, there's still enough snow. A fire pit with s'mores, and of course, chocolate galore. So if you are a chocoholic and you just want to celebrate big, come on down to the Leicester Public Library of Rome.
I've shared a lot on the airwaves here, and I don't know if I've ever shared this. My name is James, and I am a chocoholic.
Yes.
I am very much a chocoholic. Yes. This sounds awesome. I love our friends over at the Leicester Library. Big shout out to them. This is a really fun event. Having it free for the families is really fun, too.
Yes, and so, it is completely family-friendly. So, I mean, you can go, kids can go, grandma, grandpa. Neighbor.
Yeah, check it out, everybody. It's going to be a good time. We were talking trivia before. Well, Saturday, March 8th, got more trivia happening at Lake Arrowhead.
Yeah, so it's the same as the last one, lasting 3:30 to 6:30 p.m., $20 per team. Teams are 2 to 8 players. There will be 6 rounds with 10 questions each. And like I mentioned before, no cell phones or electronic devices of any kind may be used during the game. And if you're like, oh my gosh, I really want to play trivia, but when am I going to eat? Like, this is lasting in my supper time. Lake Arrowhead has appetizers or meals or drinks that you can pick up in between the rounds and order, just as long as you're sitting back down before the next round starts.
Yeah. They'll work with you. Work around that stuff, too, and everything. And it's so much fun. Be sure to check that out, everybody. Saturday, March 15th, Sugar Bush at Historic Point Boss, one of my favorite locations, favorite people to talk to, and one of my favorite subjects, maple syrup.
Yes. Lasting from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., you get to learn about the historic making of maple syrup from experienced cookers. Adults are $5. Students are $3. And preschoolers and members of Historic Point Bass are completely free.
And one thing I like to mention, and the guys mentioned this when they're on the air with us, Mike Hittner and the gang, those prices are the same prices they were 10, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have kept that that way for families, for people, so that they can attend this event. They do that a really nice gesture for the community.
Yeah.
I think the greatest way to say thank you to that is purchasing tickets and going to this event, let alone if you're able to and you're able-bodied and can help them keep history alive over there at Historic Point Boss. We always want more people over there, always looking for volunteers and looking for mm-hmm. people to be a part of it. Maybe this is a chance for you to dip your foot in the water. Maybe you want to go swimming afterwards and be involved more over there. It's a great opportunity to do that. 10 to 4 Sugar Bush at Historic Point Boss, Saturday, March 15th. And that same day, we've got another meat raffle going on at Cal's Corner.
Yep. 1 to 3 p.m. Tickets do go on sale an hour ahead of time, so at noon. Come for some food, fun, and a drink or two.
Yeah, enjoy yourself. Have a good time.
Mm-hmm. And I know you mentioned euchre earlier. Mm-hmm. I believe they have it every Monday or Tuesday.
Ah, I'm going to have to mention that stage. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, very cool.
Yeah. If you want to fact check me, just go to their Facebook page.
We're speaking with our good friend Jillian Alekna from Visit Rome. We're going through some of the great events going on in the Rome area. And while I don't know if people, especially bringing up Mardi Gras and stuff, hey, St. Patrick's Day right around the corner.
Yeah.
They got a good event going on at Lake Arrowhead.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, not right on St. Patrick's Day, but close enough. Saturday, March 15th, they will be having their annual St. Patrick's Day festivities lasting from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Food specials, drink specials, live music, and you can also participate in the third annual 0.1K starting promptly at 6 p.m.
That's great.
No, that is not an error. James doesn't have to edit this. It is literally 1/10 of a kilometer. Don't blink, you'll miss it.
It's such a great one. It's such a great idea. That's so good. They have a lot of fun over there. That's going to be a really fun time.
Yeah, and then there will be live music by Yellow Pellet, a local band, from 7 to 10 p.m. in the lounge.
Hmm. I have to definitely check that out. And I don't know if I've heard of that band. That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
Check them out. Friday, March 14th, our Winter Farmers Market going on at Rome Town Hall.
Yeah, that'll be from noon to 3 p.m. With 20-plus talented vendors showcasing everything from handmade goods to seasonal treats. You will find the perfect gifts for everyone on your list, including yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We only have two more winter markets left, so this Friday, March 14th one, and then April 11th. And if you're already looking forward to summer, we move back to the town center, move back to every Friday, starting on May 16th.
Just hang in there, everybody.
Yep.
We're right there. We're so close. We're rounding third. We're heading to home plate here. And we're looking forward to that. And a big thank you to everybody that attends and all the vendors and people that are a part of the Winter Farmers Market, both in Rome and here in Rapids, all over. We appreciate our vendors and the hardworking people in those. We got a couple of big events coming up. I want to make sure to get what we get to, Jillian. And one of our favorite events coming up is Nakusa Walleye Days.
Yeah. So we're kind of moving out of the ice fishing season in Rome, but we're not completely out of it because right as soon as we finish it, we start up with Nakusa Walleye Days. During Walleye Days, you can snap a photo and register your biggest fish for a chance to win some big prizes. First place is $2,500. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Second place, nothing to sweat at, but $500 gift card, $500 cash, and a, is it Jacoby?
Yeah, Jacoby.
Yeah, Jacoby Custom Pool Cue.
Man, and they make some of the best, if not the best, cues in the state.
Mm-hmm.
That is a get right there, let alone the other prizes, but part of it, man.
And then third place is a $300 gift card, $200 cash, and a guided fishing trip.
Mm.
Now, this does go from March 22nd through April 13th, but April 12th and April 13th are kind of the keystone events of this larger event.
Mm-hmm.
April 12th is the Kids Fishing Tournament, which will be 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., completely free.
Mm-hmm.
And then April 13th will be the Jim Freeman Memorial Tournament. Once again, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it is $100 per two-man team.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're like, Jillian, what are you even talking about? go to fornakusa.com. org, I believe.
Yes. Yeah.
And click on Walleye Days, and it should give you all the info or all of the latest up-to-date info. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rules, regulations, all those things, too. And you can sign up from there as well. That website, again, is fornacusa.org. I had to double-check. I actually, one of the first things I did in this state when I first moved here was being a part of the kids' fishing tournament for Walleye Days when I was little. I had to double-check with my dad and stuff. It's such a fun event and a great way to get the community out, experience some fellowship, maybe see some people you haven't seen in a while. But I do want to send a shout-out to the sponsors and to the people that work so hard on this event. Every year, they blow me away with these prizes. Mm-hmm. Those are some really great prizes. Yeah. Like, that is amazing. Those are really nice. Enjoy the day. Have some fun out there, everybody. Monday, March 24th, a really important one. Lake Arrowhead is going to be having a job fair. They're going to be hosting.
Yeah. From 3:30 to 5:30 p.m., Lake Arrowhead is having one of their job fairs. They have a few coming up in March and going into April. Bring your resume. There will be on-site interviews for a variety of positions that are part-time, full-time, seasonal, and year-round commitments. You can speak directly with department managers and human resources. And some of the jobs include golf shop assistant, rangers, starters, golf cart attendants, lifeguards, host, hostess, cooks, etc., so on, so forth.
It's a, you know, I've talked to many people over the years that have worked over at Lake Arrowhead, and whether it was in the past or currently working there, and I just hear nothing but good vibes and good energy from that place. It's also, especially to younger people out there looking to pad, you know, get the resume built and everything, it's a great opportunity to do that. Working in these in any of these jobs as well are great assets to your future jobs also. Mm-hmm. You really build a skill set doing these things and working with people and being able to, you know, work in a fast-paced industry and stuff. Whether it's restaurants, hotels, whatever they might be, I always encourage people to take those jobs when they're young. You can build such a vast skill set doing this. Mm-hmm. And it's a great opportunity to even, especially if you're struggling to find work, to be able to be face-to-face with them and be able to really sell yourself. I think for most of us, you know, we've all updated and we send our resumes online and do a lot of phone interviews, but there's nothing like being face-to-face with somebody, being able to sell yourself in the room face-to-face with that person. Mm-hmm. It gives you an opportunity that you may not have otherwise. A shout out to Lake Arrowhead for hosting this, and we'll be covering these as they have more of them as well. 3:30 to 5:30, you can check out the Lake Arrowhead Job Fair, Monday, March 24th. As we're getting close to wrapping up here, Jillian, did want to mention another really cool one before we do, the Giant Board Games Week at Leicester Library of Rome.
Yeah, that'll be starting Monday, March 24th through Saturday, March 29th. If you're looking for something to do over spring break, come and have some fun at the library and play some life-size children's games. This is a drop-in event through that entire week, so you don't have to pre-register. It is completely free, and we hope to see you there.
That is going to be a lot of fun. Jillian, tough question. Do you have a favorite board game?
Oh, gosh.
Uh-huh. And it's I ask the tough questions on this show.
Yeah, you really do. I don't know about right now, but I remember as a kid, there was one game called Hi-Ho Cherry-O or Candyland.
My sister loved that one. Oh, that's so funny. Yeah,
and your sister's Jillian, so it must be a Jillian thing.
It's got to be a Jillian thing. That's a great one. Those are great ones. And of course, keep in mind as well that they've got their second annual Fat Tuesday Chocolate Celebration also happening in Leicester Public Library, Tuesday, March 4th. That is going from 6 to 7:30, hosted at the Leicester Public Library of Rome. Find out more about that and get your chocolate fix and all the above. And there are other great events going on through March and April. We'll be talking with Jillian next month a little bit more about those. And we know that we go through a lot of these kind of quickly. There's a lot to cover in a short amount of time here. But as we're going through this, maybe you're in your car, you're in the office hearing us or what have you, and you can't write some of these down. Well, Jillian, if they want to find out other information or sign up for some of these events, they can do that just going to your website, right?
Yeah, just go to visitromewi.com or if you want to just give us a call, our number is 715-325-3100.
And every month you hear our friends from Visit Rome for years now come on the airwaves and promote the Rome area and the Nacusa area and do such an amazing job of promoting that area and buying local, supporting local. That's what this whole time is about. I think that one of the best ways, similar to what I was saying earlier with our friends at Historic Point Boss, is the best way to say thank you is showing their friends at Visit Rome that we appreciate them. You can do that visiting their website, liking their social media accounts, and sharing their posts on your page. You don't know who might see them otherwise. Mm-hmm. And not for nothing, they got some great gear over there, you guys. Like, I am very lucky to have a couple of shirts from there, and I love them. I take very good care of them because they are soft and they are comfortable.
Yes.
And while you're walking around in those clothes, you are advertising. You are a walking billboard for Visit Rome. You're helping your area. You're helping support your community. In the last couple of years, we know our friends up north have been hit hard with the lack of snow and some of that. And we're all looking for different ways to impact our communities, help our communities. Here, right locally, we have such a great asset in Visit Rome. And here's a wonderful, easy, frankly, way mm-hmm. to support Visit Rome and the great work they're doing. And in supporting them, you're supporting the whole area.
Yeah, exactly.
A rising tide raises all boats. You help Rome, the Visit Rome gang, and you're going to be helping out the whole Rome area, the whole Nacoosa area. You hear what we're doing here. We're promoting all these businesses on these airwaves, and not all of them advertise with us, and that doesn't matter. We're still going to promote you. We're still mm-hmm. going to support you. That's what we do around here. It's what they do at Visit Rome, is buy local, support local. Jillian, if people have follow-up questions, would like to know more about what we talked about, how can they reach you?
Either by phone, 715-325-3100, or feel free to reach out to us at info@visitromewi.com.
Be sure to do that, everybody. And again, like their pages on social media. Share what you see on your pages. You just never know who might see it otherwise. Jillian, say hi to the gang over there for us. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Yeah, talk to you soon.
Do want to send a big shout out again also to Nacoosa Port Edward State Bank, sponsoring this segment. We appreciate them doing that and appreciate all of you out there. Stick around. We got more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.